720 WGN, I get so carried away. John Landecker at 736, welcoming a person who has a birthday, I understand. Ain't that right, wow. Paul?
John, that's very thoughtful of you. I mean, this is, I'm going to be emotional. If I told little Pauly Paps that John Landecker was going to wish me happy birthday on the radio in Chicago, I never would have believed it. You're blowing my mind.
Little Pauly Paps, duh. Okay, that's a say no more. So little Pauly Paps, when he's not doing this with us, works with Dan Patrick. So he's like a professional. And well, yeah. happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. It's yeah. great to be on with you, and it's also great to be on after a Bears win. I'm sure you feel it. It just feels like, even though it's raining out today, it feels like the sun was shining. It's just after a Bears victory, the whole town feels like it could be in a good mood for a week.
Absolutely. In that game, I've talked to Jack about it and Eli. It was like nothing could – they could do no wrong. I mean, literally could do no wrong. I've never seen a Bear team succeed – on every single level, like crazy, like interceptions and turnovers and just wild. But then, you know, you never know.
It was the complete opposite of the Lions game the week before. Yep. Morale was so low. And they got that first turnover when Tyreek Stevenson stripped the Dallas running back. That was a really wild play. And Dallas was driving. They could have got momentum. And then, you know, the offense looked great. That flea flicker play with Caleb Williams to Luther Burden, that looked like a disaster. I was like, this is a mess. Yeah, this is a mess. Touchdown.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's like one of those things where every once in a while you get where every break in that game goes to you. Dak Prescott, he had a great game except for two horrendous passes that were intercepted. And plus beating Dallas always feels like two wins. But that was a really fun week. And the great thing is we're not going to get to our Bears pick yet. But if the Bears could beat the Raiders this weekend, they're 2-2 going in the bye week. And, like, you know, we're not talking Super Bowl. We're reasonable here, you and I, John. But it's just a nice refresher to end. If you could end September 2-2 with a whole new season.
Yeah, nobody would have predicted that a couple of weeks ago. That's
not at all.
All right, so Eli Burke is one of the producers on the show, along with Jack. And Jack was busy working with his Blackhawks or, I don't know, sharpening his skates.
Yep.
He was shaping his puck, something or other. And Eli was here, and he made the picks for last week. So how did we do, Jack?
Okay, so last week, John, you went 10-6.
Ish.
So you're 23-9 overall.
Mm-hmm.
Paul went 11-5. He is also 23-9 overall. And young Eli went 12-4, and me and Eli are 25-7 overall.
Oh, you young whippersnappers.
John, I'm going to throw the BS flag. The guys controlling the picks and the tallies, they know you and I aren't going to check. We're just going to trust what they say.
No, when I was watching the games and there were, you know, all these last-second block the field goal, scoop and score things going on, I'm like, my picks are down the drain. I mean, I know they're just like circling the porcelain thing, whatever it is right now. I could just tell. And I didn't pick the Bears either. So, right. Well, I mean, let's start with that.
Let's do it.
So there.
All right. Week four. Okay. Week four. It's already week four, which is crazy to me. I was thinking about that on the way in. So first off, tomorrow, Seattle Seahawks, who just blew out the Saints last week against the Cardinals, lost a close one. John?
Let me tell you, I believe we have a possibility here of another close one, but I think I'm just going to have to take the Arizona Cardinals. Could be wrong, but I'm just going to go that way.
I am anti-Cardinals. I've never really liked their team or their franchise. And I just think Kyler Murray is more show than go. Marvin Harrison, the receiver, has never panned out. The Seahawks really looked great last week. Sam Darnold's a good quarterback. They have a lot of talent on offense and a good enough defense. I think this is a 10-point win by the Seahawks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you, Paul. I have Jackson Smith, the Jigba in fantasy, and he's been great. And they are rolling, so I'm going Seahawks. All right, we'll go to the Bears since it's the hometown team. They're playing 325 in Vegas, like we talked about. I'm going to go with the Bears for two in a row. I'm riding the high. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I think the Bears may have more momentum than they have talent, and that might be enough because, you know, sometimes you don't realize you're not good, and I don't think the Bears' defense is really good, but I bet they're in a good mood after they played well.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas is horrendous. That Dallas defense is one of the worst I've ever seen statistically in everything. The Raiders are not that bad. It's going to be a lot closer, but I'm going Bears.
Well, I'll take the Bears simply because I should. Come on.
There we go. Yeah.
I mean, coming off that win, come on. You can't.
Clean
you can't
sweep
go.
For the Bears.
Can't go against them. Come on. Come on.
All right. Early Sunday morning game in Dublin, Ireland. The Vikings and the Steelers. John, what are you thinking?
I'm taking the Vikings.
They're impressive.
I just am. I mean, I don't know what's going on with the quarterback over there. I mean, they're just trying to fill it in with the best person who's next man up. But, yeah, I guess I'm going to take them.
Carson Wentz, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Steelers, weirdly, because they've been playing pretty good the past few weeks. John, you've been to Dublin, right? What a great city.
I have not been to Dublin, no.
Oh, this actually bothers me, John. John, Dublin is like Chicago, yeah. But the pubs close at like 11 at night so you can get a good night's sleep. The sun stays out late in the summer. Dublin is a really good place and surprisingly good food, really good seafood in Dublin. But that's
surprisingly?
I think people confuse like European food, like London and Irish food, like it's going to be all potatoes. A lot of good seafood in Dublin.
Okay, it's good to know.
On your recommendation, I'll go over there for dinner. Thank you very much.
This was tough for me. It was basically a toss-up, but I went with the Vikings just because of how good their defense is, but I could see it going either way there. All right, Paul was on the Steelers, me and John on the Vikings. Next up, the Commanders at the Falcons. The Falcons really laid an egg after beating the Vikings, and the Commanders, maybe Jaden Daniels is back. I'm going with the Commanders, even if Mariota plays instead of Daniels. What do you think, Paul?
Yeah, I'm going Commanders big. The Falcons looked horrendous. It was like awful. They forgot how to play. Commanders, they should be fine this year. They're looking really good. They had Terry McLaurin, their wide receiver for the Commanders. Mm-hmm. He's hurt, unlikely to play.
I'm also taking the Commanders. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Clean sweep. And this might be another clean sweep. The Saints 0-3 at the Bills. That's a tough one going on the road, John. Should I just put you down for Buffalo?
I believe I'm going with Buffalo on this one. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the kind of game you'd bet your finger on. But like last week, I would have bet a finger on the Packers to beat the Browns.
Right.
So the Saints are pretty bad. The Bills should roll. It's a 15.5 point spread.
I saw that.
I haven't seen a spread over 13.5 points in about 2 years.
Yeah, monster.
I am writing down now. This is the kind of thing you bet your finger on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've got 10 fingers, and they haven't really come in handy. I don't do any manual labor, so I could lose one.
There you go. I like that. All right, Browns, like we just said, coming off their big upset win over the Packers, they're going to another NFC North team, the Lions. Paul, what are you thinking?
This is going to be a pounding. The Browns had their greatest day of the year last year. This is going to be – I think this is going to be a 21-point win for the Lions.
I'm definitely taking Detroit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a clean sweep here. I've taken them as well. All right, Panthers off their big win over the Falcons at the Patriots. I'm going to go with the Panthers in an road upset.
Wow, even that's gutsy.
Yeah, I'm trying to play where the upset is, and they played well last week, so we'll see what happens. Paul, what do you think?
Yeah, I like the Patriots. They could be 3-0. They had five fumbles they gave away last week, or else they win that game. I think the Patriots are going to win this one.
I'm taking the Patriots, too, and we'll be back with more after this on 720 WGN. Well, and we're back with more of the NFL, picking them as we see them, and where are we in all of this?
I think we're Chargers at the Giants coming from the West Coast. Chargers looking good. Jackson Dart going to make his first NFL start. John, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Scataboo.
Ooh.
No, I'm not. I would love to, though. Man, that kid... They were showing replays of him. Over, I mean, he's a bowling ball. I mean, he's just like bouncing off of people. It's unbelievable.
John, I'm such a fan of this guy, Cam Scataboo.
Yeah,
he's a former Arizona State running back. He runs like he's being chased. I mean, he's like he attacks. He's a maniac. He's a big meathead. We've had him on the Dan Patrick Show, and he's a really likable guy. I'm really curious. The Chargers are going to go against the rookie Jackson Dart. I don't know why the Giants would start a rookie quarterback against one of the best defenses in the league.
I'm taking the Chargers, by the way. I want to make, even though I'm scatabooing, I'm still taking the Chargers. Yeah,
I'm with you. I'm pro Chargers, but I love saying the word scatabo.
Oh, yeah. Me, that makes three of us. I was hoping he'd fall to the Bears, but that didn't work out. But I'm going Chargers, too. Even though they're coming all the way over, it's just
Jack. I got to jump in on this. I think Scataboo would have been a star in 5 minutes in Chicago. Oh. He's the kind of guy who would have lived down in Beverly, and you know, like he looks like he'd be a bouncer on the weekends.
Oh yeah,
and you know he eats Italian beef at halftime. He would have been a star in Chicago.
Oh, 100%. Definitely. All right, one of the better games on the slate, the Eagles at the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers have really had a thing for the dramatic winning at the buzzer a few times this season. Paul, what are you thinking in this one?
Doesn't look like Mike Evans is going to play the great wide receiver for the Buccaneers. I really like the Buccaneers this year. Baker Mayfield's closing out games well. The Eagles, they always find a way to win it, so I cannot pick against them. I'm going Eagles.
I'm going Eagles. Eagles.
So the two Eagles. I'm going to go Buccaneers even without Mike Evans at home. The Eagles, they were able to come from behind last week, but it was a little shaky, so I think they might be the Buccaneers might be able to get something, but it is two teams that close well, so it should be a good game. Up next, we got the Titans at the Texans, another 0-3 game. There's a few of them between two 0-3 teams. John, what are you thinking?
I'll try Houston for 10.
Yeah, I would like to pick Houston because they're just so much a better roster. I don't understand what happened to them. 2 years ago, they were well into the playoffs. Last year, they kind of got in the playoffs. It's like they're regressing. I don't know what's going on, but I have to take them in this game.
Yeah, this is a gross one. I'm picking the Texans too, but I don't like it either. All right, next up, we got the Colts 3-0 against the 2-1 Rams going out there. I'm going with the Rams. I like what I saw last week, even though they blew it. And I mean, Indiana Jones is awesome, but we'll see how he can do going out west. What do you think, Paul?
I'm going to pick the Colts more for the story. Daniel Jones, I don't know what's going on, but he's been really good so far. He's having that comeback year like Sam Darnold had last year in Minnesota. Rams looked really good. They absolutely blew it last week. They're up 26 points on the Eagles. I think they're going to get a little gun-shy. I'm going Colts.
I'm going to go Rams. They got to do something right.
John goes Rams.
Yeah.
To protect home turf. We got the Jaguars heading out to San Francisco to face the 49ers. John?
Oh, boy, jeez. I don't know. Okay, 49ers. It's close.
Yeah, I'm going Niners. The Jaguars had 7 dropped passes last week. They should be a good team. They're not.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen this thing. I'm going with the 49ers, but I've seen this thing going around Twitter when Shane Waldron left the Rams, Cooper Kupp broke out. When he left the Seahawks, Jackson Smith and Jigba broke out. He left the Bears, Roma Dunze's breaking out. Now Brian Thomas is taking a step back, so they need to figure that out. I'm going 49ers, so clean sweep there. One of the better games of the day, the Ravens favored on the road at the Chiefs. Paul, what do you think?
The Chiefs always do this. They get us to doubt them in September, and then they have one of those games where they score like 48 points. The Ravens defense is not good. I'm going Chiefs, kind of big.
Yeah, I was looking at this wondering, what in the world, who will I pick?
Yeah.
Because I picked Kansas City at the beginning of the year, and they lost, and then they lost again, and now I'm picking them. So
there we go.
There you go.
I'm picking them too. Mahomes is an underdog at home. I like that spot for the Chiefs. All right, Sunday night football. Micah Parsons back in Dallas. To me, this feels like a Packers get right game. We saw what the Bears did to the defense, and I think it won't be pretty for Dallas. I think Green Bay is going to win pretty big here, and Micah Parsons has a big game. John,
I'm going Green Bay Packers. Yep.
Yeah, yep. I'm going Packers by 2 touchdowns. The Packers got that mess last week. They're not going to let that happen again. And that, like I said, the Cowboys defense might be the worst I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was really bad. Caleb Williams, player of the week after playing them. You could maybe see Jordan Love getting that this week. Monday night doubleheader, another 0-3 versus 0-3, the Jets at the Dolphins. Paul, what are you thinking in this one?
I'm going to double predict this one. The Jets are going to win outright. And on Tuesday morning, the Dolphins will fire their head coach.
Ooh.
Whoa.
I can see that.
Okay, well, that sounds like an expert opinion. So I'll go along with
well,
that.
Well, it's an expert guess.
I'm going Jets, too. They were really close to knocking off the Buccaneers last week, and I think they can get it done. The Dolphins look like a disaster. All right, the last one. Speaking of disaster, the Bengals at the Broncos. Paul, what do you think here?
It's weird because the Broncos are 1-2 and they're really good, and the Bengals are 2-1 and they're not good. I think the Broncos handle things probably by 10 points or more.
I'll take Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos too.
Yeah, hey, so listen, so that's it, right? We've done them all.
We got them all. Good timing all there.
So, hey, birthday Pabst, or birthday Paul, a little Polly Pabst, or whoever you are. What are you doing for your birthday? You doing anything?
I worked on the Dan Patrick Show, which is always a treat.
Yes.
Then I took a huge nap, which is great, uninterrupted. This is, middle age birthday. And, but I am coming into town. I'm going to be in Chicago all weekend. We're going to Cubs Cardinals on Saturday with a few friends. And then I'm going to spend Sunday at like a pub with my wife and some friends just watching football games all day. So it's the weekend of me, John.
Sounds great. Well, have a great time. Good talking to you. And I look forward to talking again next week, Paul. Thanks.
Let's do it.
All right.